Every once in a while, something really momentous and memorable happens. That is exactly how it was on Friday, October 25th, when the get-together for the Cookstown Oldies 2024 photo took place at the library. Phone calls had been made, home visits had been scheduled, and word of mouth had activated the message grapevine. But yet, Innisfil Historical Society was still uncertain as to who or how many would actually show up. So the event unfolded as one by two by three oldies appeared to be greeted by Innisfil Historical volunteers. From the four townships comprising the Cookstown area, Bradford West Gwillimbury, Issa, Innisfil, and New Tecumseh, the participants came, 38 of them in fact from ages 50 to 100. Comments from photographer Trish Beasley. I can't describe how I felt, especially when the four oldest settled into their chairs. It was so thrilling to be in the presence of so many life experiences and stories, possibly never told. Then when the room filled with other participants, the buzz in the air grew louder and louder, becoming much more than a buzz. The handshakes, the back slaps and warm smiles. It was very moving. Short memories from the four oldest. I went to school at Bethesda Public School for my first 8 years. Then I headed to Cookstown High School, by horse and buggy in the good weather, and by horse and cutter in winter. When I was older and had an exam but not old enough to have a driver's license, I drove an old car which started with a crank. I made sure I parked the car on a little knoll so the car started more easily. Mr. Pugsley didn't like me parking there because he said he couldn't see who was coming to his shop and that interfered with him playing cards with his old cronies. Jean, Moyer. Wallace, age 100. I married John Johnson and moved to the home farm north of Cookstown in 1948. We bought our first bedroom set at Lloyd Hughes's furniture store. I learned to curl with Elma Ross in the late 50s. We loved to attend the many church suppers in town, like the stew and lasagna and the salmon barbecue. I did my grocery shopping at Bruce and Irene Mayer's. They were a lovely couple. Wilma Johnson, age 100. I remember the friends I made, and knowing all my neighbors. With the help of those friends, we began the brownie pack in Cookstown, and later as the girls got older, we started the guides. I was a brownie leader, then a guides leader. We were in Cookstown in the beginning. We had a little house in the village and still have. K. Bassingthwaite, 95 years young, I have lived all my life and farmed at 3963 20th Side Road, New Tecumseh. For many years my wife Joan playing the piano, our oldest son Barry, on the drums and me on the saxophone, along with other performers, formed the Jeb Orchestra. What an experience. Doug Jeb, age 97, looking back now, as society chair, I am so pleased that this endeavor and partnership with Cookstown and District Chamber of Commerce occurred. It was such a great experience and I think I echo the sentiments of all when I say this was a terrific way to spend an afternoon. Keepsake photos can still be ordered by contacting innisfilhistoricalinfo@gmail.com. The Society starts its 2025 season on Saturday, January 18 at 2 p.m. at NOC Heritage Site. Buy your membership then for a mere $30. It's the perfect way to learn tidbits about Innisfil's past. Those who attended one-room schoolhouses will be the focus, with panel members spanning ages 65 to 100.